This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Mount Tal urban volcano in the Philippines that erupted a week ago continues emitting clouds of ash. Experts say there could be more eruptions at any time during the coming days. For now, authorities are keeping the alert level at 4, one step below an eruption. The volcano is the most active in the Philippines and stands near a growing industrial belt just over 100 kilometers from the capital, Manila. The Taliban says its latest talks with U.S. representatives in Qatar have focused on ending the 18-year-old Afghan war and that the two sides had even discussed a signing ceremony. Insurgent group envoys also reportedly offered a brief partial ceasefire in the midst of the latest deadly violence in war-torn Afghanistan. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the center of a political whirlwind over his Senate impeachment trial, which is set for opening arguments on Tuesday. It is a rarity in American history and already a blot on Mr. Trump's legacy. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Once again, opening arguments are set for Tuesday. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A controversial gun rights rally is set for Monday in Richmond, Virginia, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There are major worries about the potential for violence, with tens of thousands of people expected to show up. Virginia's highest court has upheld a temporary ban on firearms at the rally site on the grounds of the Capitol. Pro-gun groups are upset. AP correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of 6 men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. An official told the Associated Press at least 3 of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump charges the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is under very serious attack in the state of Virginia. American safety authorities are looking into a potentially deadly problem with electric vehicles made by Tesla. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has our report.
The complaint is the cars can suddenly accelerate on their own. A NHTSA document shows 127 owner complaints to the government, including 110 crashes and 52 injuries. The allegations cover about 500,000 2013 through 2019 Teslas, Model 3, Model S, and Model X. NHTSA is already investigating 3 crashes last month involving Teslas. 3 people were killed. The new complaints about unintended acceleration haven't been verified, but some allege the car's electronics malfunctioned. I'm Ed Donahue.
The World Health Organization says large numbers of people in the world are dying from antimicrobial resistance because drug-resistant infections are not getting enough attention. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says at least 700,000 people die every year due to drug-resistant diseases, including 230,000 from multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. Last year, a UN report predicted growing antimicrobial resistance could cause 10 million deaths each year by 2050 and trigger a financial crisis. The WHO says the health threat affects everyone, but those most at risk include people whose immune system is compromised, the elderly, those undergoing chemotherapy, surgery, and organ transplants.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.